And what color is the yolk?
Yellow. The white is transparent if you want that.
Alright. Did you ever have a special term for an ingredient in salt rising bread?
No, I never did.
Emptins? You hear Emptins?
No, okay. That was...
Okay.
I think my mother would have, but I didn't have.
Now, you put a couple of eggs in a pan, in their shell, and you cook them for 3 minutes, and you have what?
You boil them. Hard-boiled or soft-boiled, whichever you want.
Okay. And if you break the shell and put them into hot water, but what's the...
You poach them.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Poach.
Okay. And then they would be, what kind of eggs? They'd be called...
poached eggs.
Poached
then.
Eggs.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to order them.
Uh-huh. You ever hear of dropped eggs?
No, I suppose it could be used, but no, I... No.
Not in your dialect.
No,
okay.
That wasn't in mine.
Now, if you took some pork and you ground it up, you'd probably get what?
Sausage.
And you buy meat at a store. You don't buy it from the grocer. You buy it from
the meat man or the butcher shop.
Okay. Now, if the meat's been lying around a lot in the hot weather, you might say that the meat is...
Spoiled.
Okay. And if you had butter that was doing the same thing, the butter was...
Was rancid.
Now, do you ever make anything out of hog liver?
No.
Out of the head or anything like that?
Head cheese. Head's cheese.
Uh-huh. Do you hear souse for this? Another word for this? Souse?
I've heard of it, but it wouldn't be in my
liver sausage?
Yes, liver sausage, yes. Mm-hmm.
And blood sausage?
Well, I never used that.
Or liver pudding? Or blood pudding?
No, either of those.
How about scrapple?
Yes.
Is that the same order?
Scrapple would be your, let me see, would scrapple and grits be the same, that you fry down your fat? And I think your scrapple, and some people might call it grits.
I don't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it called cripple.
Oh, have you?
It's a scrapple.
Uh-huh.
Punhus, another word that's been used. Well, now, the meat that covers the side of a hog, either smoked or salt cured, might be called what?
The rind.
Or the things that you'd fry along with eggs sometimes. You'd have...
Bacon. Of course, some people might use ham, too.
Uh-huh.
But
yes. A great big piece of bacon might be called a what?
Slab.
You ever hear of any other word for this besides a slab?
Slab of bacon.
A
side of bacon, yes. That's right.
Okay. Now, if you let milk stand a while, and it gets kind of thick, and you decide you'd eat this, and you had a bowl, and you said, well, I had a bowl of... It just sounds horrible to me, but some people...
sour cream? No, it wouldn't be that. Clabbered milk, yes. People would. That's right, clabbered milk. And it's really thick, too.
Yeah. That'd be the same as curdle milk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear Bonnie Clabber?
No, I don't believe I ever have.
Okay. Or loppered milk?
No, I don't believe I ever heard of that either.
Now, there's another thing that happens with milk when it gets thick, and they sell it in the grocery stores all the time.
Cottage cheese. Yeah. And there's different kinds of those or different types, but I guess that's all you need. There's the coarse curd and the fine curd.
Uh-huh. We vary from one to the other. Yeah. We like one a while and the other.
Yeah, that's the way with us. I myself prefer the fine curd, but that's just a matter of
beginning to think it depends on the dairy anymore.
Well, I think that might make a difference. Mm-hmm.